My buddy Matt Green is our binge buddy. He has the Binge Club.
Cape Talk. Cape Talk. Call Refilwe now.
On 021-446-0567.
We're talking about the return of major series that are known and loved, new seasons. Matt Green, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. How are you doing, my friend?
No, I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm wonderful. Always wonderful to have you on the show for Binge Club. We've got three big shows that have come back. Billions is coming back for a season 6, although Africa was correcting me that there's another season 5 portion that's coming to Mnet, and I would love that clarity because a lot of our listeners ask.
So what happened is that because of COVID, production had to shut down on season 5. So season 5 was split into two parts.
Got it. Okay, so kind of like Lupin.
Exactly.
Got it.
So, I mean, they were unequal parts because I think it was like 7 episodes and then 3 or something like that because it was a forced shutdown, whereas Lupin was kind of predetermined to be 5 and 5.
Right.
Whereas... So Billions, season 6 is coming out in January, at least in the US. So it's kind of like, just the timing has been thrown off a bit for a lot of series.
And what are we expecting at this particular time? Africa tells me that I basically spoiler alerted, but I actually don't think so because it's been in the press that there's not going to be an Axelrod.
Exactly, yes. He was signed on for the 5 seasons and then he decided to move on. And from what I've seen of season 5... the replacement character is quite appealing or quite interesting. So I'm not sure how much he'll be missed. Obviously, that's to be determined.
Okay, so it's going to be Chuck and his hateful father and his baby sister who's like going to be 2 years old and is probably going to get everything. I mean, and Wendy, and the whips and chains. Okay, fine. All right. I'm excited for Billions. Let's turn to you. Let's just frame you. I think you and I have discussed you before, but we've got season 3. We kick off now and, they're married, Joe and.
Yes.
So,
as you can imagine, I think being married would be quite a challenge for him. So season 3, obviously looks into kind of, like what married life would be like, what being a father would be like, but also how he would continue with his obsessive behavior and still try to live the perfect life, or, you know, kind of the happily married life.
I'm sorry, Matt, can you just moonwalk a little bit for someone who has not seen season 1?
Yes. So basically, Joe is, how do you describe it? He's an obsessive... serial killer, like kind of like he obsesses over women, and he's essentially not a great guy, but to the extreme.
But at the same time, very charming.
Well, that's the thing. What's interesting about the show is that because in the sort of like our Me Too society, there is still a problem with men being positioned as the heroes or the good guys, and the victims being blamed. So the entire series is shot through the lens of him being the central character, but also as a hero, whereas his actions are very clearly not heroic. So there's this dichotomy and this, I have kind of mixed feelings watching it because you kind of want to like him, but you can't because he's such a terrible person. But it's done, they do that on purpose to make people think about how we let men off the hook far too easily.
I see. I didn't realize there's a bigger social message behind it. Yeah, so from season to season, he finds a new woman. And by the way, this is a great one for you to... If you don't want your teenagers on social media, I mean, you might find them falling in love with with Joe, but at the same time, you'll see how much we reveal because he basically, for his first victim or partner, girlfriend in the first season, using her various social media posts, was able to position himself as the perfect guy she would love.
Yeah.
And then take advantage of that.
Proper stalker vibes.
Well, yes, indeed. Okay, so season 3 is here, and now he's on to his second or third partner, and they're married, they have a baby, and of course, still a serial killer, and lots on the go. I've seen 2 episodes, and it's already captured me, and I really
didn't. So intriguing.
I didn't think I was going to get drawn in. Third and final and greatest of all. Anyone who follows me on Twitter knows I talk about this all the time. I've been waiting for Succession for months. And season 3, the Roy family, Logan Roy is back.
Yes, and shoot, but it's an interesting season.
Yep.
What interests me the most is that, I mean, throughout seasons 1 and 2, it's always been about who would follow up Logan Roy. You know, when he, I mean, because of his health issues, it's kind of like we know that at some point he's going to have to leave the owner, the chairman, the big wig seat, and one of his children is going to have to take his place. But now in season three, there's much more of an equal battle for the, you know, it's not necessarily the children fighting amongst themselves. It's actually Logan Roy has competition for the company and for his status. And it's an intriguing chess game with all of the different parts trying to decide on which side of the fight they fall. I mean, without giving away too many details, but it's very interesting.
I guess for a bit of context, if you've never watched the show, this is a Murdoch-like media mogul family. They model the family almost on the Rupert Murdoch sort of. Logan Roy is like the Rupert Murdoch, an incredibly powerful father with four children. Firstborn is Kendall. He is very needy and wants to, and he's not the firstborn, and they keep doing this. It's such a funny character thing. Cam is actually the firstborn from a previous marriage. Anyway, so he's got four kids. Cam is the firstborn, Kendall, Siobhan, and Roman. And all of them, because of his powerful grip, have this pathology about their relationship with him.
Yeah, they've all got daddy issues.
Correct. And of course, then around them are all these executives who also know that the family comes first, but how do I also get ahead? So it's a very interesting, a very, very powerfully written show, which is being sort of touted as you know, one of the best in a long time. So that's definitely stuff to keep you busy today. This weekend in the cool weather, right?
Yes. Oh, perfect weather.
So from what you've seen, you, is it binge or cringe?
I binge.
All righty. Billions, is it binge or cringe?
I'm mixed, but I'm going to probably go with cringe.
I feel the same way. It's been a long road. I'm tired.
Yeah,
and then Succession season three, binge or cringe. Absolute. All right.
Total
so
binge.
You can catch on Netflix, Billions, and Succession. You can catch on the fantastic Showmax. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt Green, for Binge Club. Take care, and we'll catch up with you in a little while.